Hello, 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 everyone. This is Hillary Harley. I am so thrilled to join you again and be back at the studio, WATD 95.9 FM, today on Sunday, March 7th. Welcome to Mystical Messages. I am your host, Hillary Harley, stepping in for Jill Jardine, who is off this week. Mystical Messages is your podcast gateway to all things metaphysical, intuitive, and the realm beyond the veil. Tune in wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. You may also find me, your host, Hillary Harley, on Facebook, Instagram, and my website, HillaryHarley.com. Today, I am so thrilled to bring you my astrology forecast through the end of March. Afterward, I will be discussing the Pluto return for the United States of America. You might be thinking, say what? Well, this simply means why America is facing its current challenges. So we'll be going over that at the end of my forecast. So let's get to our March astrology forecast now. First, I want to mention that all of the planets are direct motion right now. This is a hugely helpful facet for us to consider as it gives us an immense forward thrust to get our lives in gear and reach our goals. All the planets have been forward motion since February 21st, and they will be until the very end of April. So it's important that you take advantage and move forward with your task list right now, because we don't often get such a prolonged window when all the planets are moving forward. This might happen for 1 or 2 weeks during the year, but here we have over 2 months when this is the energy and the cosmos are really pushing forward and working for us. Now, today marks the beginning of some pretty magical energy. The cosmos is giving us what I like to call Harry Potter magic wands to work with for the next few weeks. When I looked at the energy coming up, this two-week stretch of March is really lovely, perhaps the best energy of the entire year of 2021. So let's break down exactly what is happening in our skies. First, we have motivating Mars. It just entered communicative Gemini this past Thursday. This is a very mentally activated and oriented Mars. So we are looking for information to gather it, collect it, ponder it, and share or disseminate what we find with others, particularly our community or tribe. I want to emphasize the twins facets of Gemini. Gemini's glyph is the twins, the dominant twin, but also the passive twin. The dominant twin is one that we are more familiar with, especially in modern America. The talker, the speaker, the doer, the person that's out there and engaged. Gemini is like an on and an off switch, and the dominant twin is the on switch position. This is the twin that shares on social media and tells us what she or he thinks and thinks we should know. The other twin is like the off position on the electric switch. The other twin is what I call the passive twin and often gets short shrift, especially with an active energy planet like Mars cycling through Gemini. The passive twin is of equal importance, but very often gets overlooked. And the passive Gemini twin is the information gatherer, the collector, who listens and hears, sits silently assembling data and integrates it and thinks. So as Mars will be in this air sign for the next 6 weeks, it is really vital to emphasize this hugely other important facet, the second twin of Gemini, to remember to be quiet and listen as much as we talk, share, and speak. As Mars continues to move into Gemini over the course of March, it aligns with the Titans, Saturn and Jupiter. I call it Taskmaster Saturn and Generous Jupiter. This is definitely another Harry Potter magic wand, whereas Mars aligns to Saturn and Jupiter. Over the next 2 weeks, Mars will gradually align with Taskmaster Saturn, formulating our thoughts and words very clearly, matching our intentions to our energy and desires sparked by Mars. This is one very powerful alliance. So I want to caution everyone to be careful what you wish for. Our thoughts can become our intentions very rapidly with this alliance, which in turn, our thoughts become our actions. So when you go after something, make sure you understand why you want it. The motive, the reason behind your pursuit of a particular goal. Remember to hit the pause button and listen to your higher self to connect with your motivation. Because the magic of Mars aligning to Saturn is that our intentions manifest very quickly. So use your words and intentions with caution and care over the next 2 weeks, from now till about March 20th. This is doubly true as we have a real fantasy element happening now through March 11th, leading into the upcoming new moon on Saturday, March 13th. This is yet another of the magic wands that I mentioned earlier. Valuable Venus, the planet of love, money, and relationships, and inspirational Neptune are forming something like a sandwich with the Sun, which is our will and how we engage with the world, all happening this next week. All three planets come together in mystical Pisces, meaning Venus and Neptune are on either side of the Sun, straddling it, and with the Sun in the middle, glowing and spreading its energy across Venus and Neptune. The effect of this can run in a few ways, but two in particular that I want to talk about. The first is that we may find ourselves swimming in emotion, escapist fantasies, or addiction. Piscean energy can be very trippy, hippy-dippy if it runs amok. However, when it is used well, it is incredibly inspirational, unifying, and intuitive. For sure, you want to watch for con artists and spin doctors during this next couple of weeks. These tricky people or tricksters who may wave a whole lot of smoke and mirrors to get you to buy things or sign on to things or agree to things that you really do not need. So you want to watch your wallet over the next few weeks. And also you want to watch for delusion and disillusionment, getting high on your own supply, as they say, or others who are high on themselves as well. And yes, actual addiction can run rampant the next couple of weeks. So just to be aware of that. Alternatively, This energy can be truly magical when focused and clearly directed. More like the magic wand I have in mind, better to use productively and constructively. So definitely use this power wisely to tune in, meditate, and flow. Listen to music to inspire or create your own music. Water is also very big this next few weeks. The water element playing on, in, near, or around water, whether snow, ice, you know, the last of the snow if you're in the Northeast or the mountains, yet going to the beach, whether it's cold or hot, simply taking a bath will also be super helpful. Water is a conductor and a cleanser, so you really want to soak up all the goodness that this water element in abundance has to offer now. Overall, this is a tremendously helpful energy for artists and creative types of any variety. We're able to visualize because Pisces, with these three planets, Neptune, Venus, and the Sun, smack in the middle of the degrees of Pisces right now, we are able to really visualize and see clearly, to believe and trust that our vision and dreams are possible now. So one exercise that might be really helpful is to create a vision board or soul card. These are really helpful to bring together imagery, our vision, to use imagery and to focus what our goals are that we want to manifest. So some people cut out images from magazines or any kind of print or the internet, downloading images, gathering them, and forming a collage to look at and be inspired from. Like riding a wave, we can float into the new moon on all this Piscean energy, which occurs early on Saturday, March 13th. This is one of the loveliest new moons I have seen in a while. And here's why. We now, with this new moon, will have four planets in dreamy Pisces: Venus, Neptune, the Sun, and Moon, both our will and emotions, inspiring us and helping us believe in ourselves and our dreams. We feel, believe, and trust that we can do just about anything with this new moon. All opportunities and possibilities can and will happen as the Piscean Sun and Moon combine helpfully with Transformer Pluto in Capricorn. Meanwhile, Taskmaster Saturn aligns to the lunar North Node, our directional calling, what pulls us, and motivating Mars in communicative air signs, Aquarius and Gemini. So set your intentions thoughtfully around the 13th, 14th, and even into the 15th. Handwrite 3 to 5 goals you seek to bring from visualization to manifestation over the next month, season, or year. And then plant these intentions in the softening spring earth, or set a light safely in a fireplace or a fire pit. 3 days later, on March 16th, Messenger Mercury joins the four planets in Pisces as it moves out of innovative Aquarius, where it has been since January. On the upside, our intuition and spidey senses, if you will, are laser sharp. The trick will be trusting your hunches and intuition. If you have a hunch, follow it because it is more than likely accurate. While others may doubt or dismiss you or your ideas around March 16th to the 20th, this is really the time that you do want to trust your gut. The trick is not to second guess yourself. And remember what I said earlier in this forecast. Tune into yourself. Find a quiet and peaceful place. Your bedroom, outside in nature, or even your bathroom for a few minutes to really listen to your soul. Pisces is soul and spiritual energy. When you give yourself and your soul half of a chance to hear what it has to say, you realize that no, in fact, it is not your imagination. It is your being, your essence, and your wiser self trying to give you clear directions if only you will listen. When we do hear what our soul has to say, it helps us navigate the next phase of our journey as the sun moves into fiery Aries on Saturday, March 20th, marking the spring equinox and new beginnings. As Mercury, messenger Mercury, the planet of communication, shifts more into Pisces, it challenges Mars and the lunar north node in Gemini, marking the trickiest part of the month of March. The Gemini Mars north node can spin, sell, and persuade their way, meaning you, into or out of just about anything. Meanwhile, Piscean Mercury, our mind, our thoughts, wants so much to believe, to trust, to flow. Our challenge here between these two discriminating boxing-like energies is discernment. What is real? What is not real? Clarifying fact from fiction, truth from illusion. So I really want you to watch the stretch from Friday, March 19th to the 26th, because it is particularly slippery. So it is especially important that you have all the relevant information you can possibly gather to make informed decisions around this third week of the month, that you listen and hear to integrate and learn rather than simply listening to reply to someone else. Remember to hit the pause button and reflect and ask more questions if you are uncertain or if your gut intuition tells you something is not right, that something is up. Do not be afraid to dig deeper if necessary. And most importantly, do not let anyone else hold a metaphorical gun to your head, suggesting that, oh boy, you might miss out on something if you do not act right now. Tell them, let me sleep on it. I need a day or two to think about it. Sleep on whatever is being proposed, the choice you may be facing. Trust your instincts more than others' agendas. This is going to be especially important to hold your horses around the same third week of March, because the urge to act, our impulses, are going to pick up, racing as the sun shifts into brazen fiery Aries on Saturday, March 20th. Marking the spring equinox, followed by valuable Venus the very next day. We are raring to go to get a move on now with the fearless Aries energy lighting a fire underneath us. This is what we know as classic spring fever energy. We feel there is nothing we cannot do if only we try. Aries is, after all, the great initiator. Just keep in mind that you will need to plan a finish what you start. Aries starts things, but often is not a great finisher. So make a plan so that you can bring your project, your ideas from A to Z. We feel the Aries momentum build toward the full moon in Libra on Sunday, March 28th. This is an especially helpful full moon as it forms what's called a grand air trine, meaning superflow, yet another Harry Potter magic wand between the Mars North Node in Gemini and Aquarius Saturn and the Libra full moon. We are able to connect on all cylinders to people, ideas, resources, groups, technology, teams, and networks to manifest our goal. Supporting this hyperconnectivity, Mercury and Neptune will heighten our intuition at the same time. We simply know and feel the right direction to move. Meanwhile, Venus, Chiron, and the Sun are going to tightly pair in Aries at the end of March, emboldening our courage to try what has not been done, to go where no man has gone before, to heal in a whole new way, with new methods and new means. In short, the powerful potential of this full moon on March 28th brings fruition to our accumulated efforts is really second to none. We have several new beginnings this spring, this month of March. On Saturday, March 13th, the new moon, the spring equinox on Saturday, March 20th, and then again on March 28th with the full moon, another new beginning. Think of it as a series of gateways or doors opening to the future. How will you make the most of your fresh start? That brings me to the end of my March astrology forecast. Now I would like to briefly talk about the Pluto return for the United States. How many people have heard of a Saturn return? Many of us, because this is like Mercury retrograde, more common in our lexicon. Saturn return marks significant stages of a human life. Saturn takes 30 years to cycle around an astrology chart. However, Pluto takes 248 years to return to its point of origin on a chart. So human beings never experience a Pluto return. However, nations and long-standing businesses or entities do experience a Pluto return. And the United States is on the cusp of experiencing it now in 2024. Because the United States was born on July 4th, 1776, and 248 years later, Pluto will return to its original placement on the chart of our country. Pluto is the planet of transformation, psychology, and power. Mythologically, it is the god of the underworld. Pluto and its sign Scorpio have to do with our shadow, that which we do not acknowledge about ourselves, what we disown or run away from. It often represents the ugly stuff we sweep under the rug or hide in the closet. And yet, when we bring it out and discover it and show it to the world, it never fails to reveal our greatest strength and power. Pluto is our power. Think of anything buried in the ground, such as gold, diamonds, or oil. These are treasures that, when brought to the surface, are of tremendous value and purpose. So now, as we in the United States approach our nation's Pluto return, we confront what has been intentionally buried, ignored, or swept under the rug such as facets of our history, like racism, economic inequality, exploitation of natural resources, confinement of our native first people, and more. The return of Pluto in the next 3 years to its original position in the astrological chart of the United States, we will collectively experience what has been intentionally hidden, suppressed, and repressed since the birth of our nation. Pluto's return in our chart unearths, reveals, and brings up to the light anything that must be seen, acknowledged, and addressed. Collectively, we are shown in vivid technicolor what we need to take a very hard look at. There is no more ignoring or turning away from the ugliness that is part of our nation's heritage. As our darkest parts are revealed, we will see the absolute treasures and hidden gems to be brought up and out to the surface of our lives, to be acknowledged and, yes, ultimately celebrated. While this process involves some very hard work individually and collectively, some big soul searching, the process is extremely healing as we accomplish this effort. The work might feel like a marathon, not done in 1 week or even a year, but when done well over time and continuously, it pays immense benefits. The time is upon us now to do this great work. That is a wrap for me for today. I will be back here in the studio at WATD 95.9 FM in 2 weeks on Sunday, March 28th, with your astrological forecast for the entire month of April. Until then, you may find me, Hillary Harley, your podcast host, at hillaryharley.com, as well as Facebook and Instagram. Tune in to Mystical Messages podcast wherever you subscribe to your podcast to hear my monthly astrology forecasts and interviews with groundbreaking alternative healing practitioners. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week ahead, everyone, and blessings.